Scott, looking back at 2012, what were some of the standout restaurants?
Oh, first one that comes to mind is Cask and Larder. That was a much-anticipated restaurant from the owners of Ravenous Pig, plus a couple of other folks. Opened in the old Harper's Tavern space. I think Cask and Larder is going to be there a good long time.
And that's kind of in the gastropub tradition?
Yeah, they call Ravenous Pig a gastropub. And it's not quite a brew pub either, even though they're brewing their own beer. They don't they don't want to be called a brew pub because they think that gives a different image than what they want to be. Even though Ravenous Pig has pig in its name, I think they're doing more pork at Cask and Larder than the pig is. And it's a little bit more of a snout-to-tail kind of concept. Good beer. They're doing a ham tasting that I think is terrific. Just recently reviewed Monsieur Paul, which is a new restaurant at Epcot. This is the second story of the France Pavilion that was a Bistro de Paris for many years. And I think it's going to have to be on the list of the best restaurants in the area very soon. It's an homage to Paul Bocuse, who is arguably the world's most famous chef and the world's first celebrity chef. Of course, he's not the chef anymore. He'll be 87 in February. He stays pretty much now in Lyon, France. His son, Jerome Bocuse, owns the company here in Orlando, and so he oversees the operations for the restaurant downstairs and this new one upstairs that is doing things like the truffle soup. They're doing a rack of lamb that's terrific, a snapper with a potato scales on top. Just a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. I really like Raga, new Indian restaurant in town on Sand Lake Road, Restaurant Row. It's more of a fine dining experience for Indian food and great service. I think it's going to do very well.
Now, let's take a look at some of the other things that have happened to the restaurants in Orlando and Central Florida. I mean, any surprises there in terms of things going out of business?
Yeah, we had a couple of big closures this year. I think the biggest was La Coquina at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress, which had really stopped serving regularly several years ago, but they were still the top destination for Sunday brunch. Mm-hmm. And when they went on their usual summer hiatus this year, they didn't come back. And so that's gone. Every year about this time, I go through my list to update my print version of my guide. And I saw that there were something like 24 restaurants I had to delete. And I started thinking, oh, gosh, that's pretty bad. But then I started going over the list of the ones that I need to put in, and there were 65. It was difficult to see some of these close. Cafe Italiano, one of the oldest restaurants in the area, finally closed its doors after struggling for a few years. But there's somebody going in there already in that same space. So I think we're going to be okay.
A quick look at trends. Food trucks have been a big thing for quite a while. Is that wave crested or is it still going? Are people still going to food trucks?
It is still going strong. We're almost 2 years now since we had the first big food truck bazaar where we gathered, I think there were maybe 8 or 9 trucks together. And I think there were maybe a total of 12 in the area at the time. Now there are over 100 of them.